Thing. There we go. All right, I'm going to repeat myself just so we've got this on the start of the recording, but welcome to our live Q&A. We're having a few internet troubles, so hopefully you guys can hear me though. So this week we have given you guys a bit of a different training. It's a new thing that we kind of implemented and added to the program recently, so it's looking more at the physical element but giving you a new perspective on the physical element. Chantal, I might get you to mute your video if that's possible. Just the mute. Yeah, if that's all right, just for a moment.
Yeah.
Cool, awesome, thank you. So yeah, we're looking at the physical element, and this involves looking at the way you move your body, the way you nourish your body, and your environment. So the three key kind of pillars within the physical element, if you like, and it's all about helping you look at this in a completely different way. So, you know, for me, I really got caught in the restrictive like diet approach to things, and that was the thing that actually ruined my relationship with food. So we wanted to give you guys a new way of looking at this stuff this week, so hopefully you've got stuck in. If you haven't made it to this module yet, that's okay, you're on your own journey, but I encourage you, even after this month finishes, to keep working through the content, keep going, keep working through it. That's something I meant to say from the beginning, like you get to keep the content, like you'll always have access to it, it's not going anywhere, so you can keep using the tools and kind of you can revisit stuff as well. I wanted to let you guys know we have our first guest expert. She's called Hannah Burton. She's a naturopathic nutritionist. She kind of takes a holistic approach to, well, all things health and wellness, really. But she's going to come and talk to us. All the dates will be going in the group, but it's next Saturday. So we'll be doing like a live interview with her, which you guys are welcome to hop on live if you can. If not, you can post up any questions that you have for her. So she's going to be sharing kind of more the nutritional side, the naturopathy side of our kind of mind and body connection when it comes to emotional eating. And I think you're going to, it's really interesting. Like, she's got so much knowledge on the topic. So I think you guys are going to love that. And then the following week, we are going to have Crystal Angwin, who is a self-confidence and like body activist. So she is all about self-love, all about kind of owning the body that you have. She has an incredible story of going from being in like a bikini competition, like changing her body like to extremes, you know, like crazy. And then kind of as a result of that, she did put on a lot of weight from, you know, kind of that retaliation to the restriction that she had had. And then since, she's kind of been on this journey of kind of learning to love her body the way she is. And it's, her story is so powerful. So she will be doing a live session with us the following week. So that'll be the last week of October, which is a week that you guys have your one-to-one sessions as well, which me and Tash will be in touch about at the start of next week. So yes, we're super excited for those. Awesome. All right, let's get into it. So just a couple of people on live today, which is cool. For those of you watching the replay, still post up your wins and learnings and anything you're needing, you know, support with or whatever your questions are. And we can celebrate those with you. Oh, Jen is here. Let Jen in. There we go. Hey, Jen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Awesome. All right, so let's go round. So let's start with Chantal because you were on first. So I'd love to hear like a win and like a light bulb moment or learning, and then anything, any questions you have or anything you're needing. I'll get you to unmute yourself as well because I can't seem to control anything from my phone. It's very strange.
There we go.
Awesome.
Can you hear me now?
I can. Perfectly.
Cool.
All right, so a win.
I think a learning, a win.
Or a learning, either.
Either. I think, well, a learning first because it comes to mind first.
Perfect.
That I have been realising that, because I've got a bit of a commute to work, so I've got sort of a 45 to 50 minute drive to and from work.
Yep.
And it tends to be almost like the time, if I am going to binge or something, it seems to be in the car.
Okay.
Or like, it's like I've conditioned myself, I need something in the car because it's such a long trip in.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I'll have breakfast before I leave the house, but then I feel like I need to take like a muesli bar, or I need to take something to have like some nuts, or, you know, and I don't really need it. It's like I've just taken it to fill up the car drive.
Mm-hmm.
So I've become a bit more aware of that.
Okay, cool. That's good. Is it purely to fill the time, or is it like a fear of not having it there? Like, because some women actually have like a fear of getting hungry, but then is it more of just a time filler for you?
I think it's maybe a bit of both, because, yeah, for example, say, like, some days I start at 10 and then my lunch is until 2.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like, oh, if I don't, like, if I'm not full before I get to work and, like, I don't get to eat till 2, so it is a little bit of that, making sure I feel quite full before I start work.
Yeah.
Because I do get worried if it gets to 12 and I know that lunch is until 2, so I kind of, like, and I might have had breakfast at, like, 8, so I kind of, it's like I have a second breakfast to get me through to that 2 o'clock lunchtime.
Yeah.
So I don't know if maybe I need to, like, put my breakfast a bit later in the morning instead of having, like, eating twice.
Yeah. I mean, what would you normally have for breakfast? Like, what type of stuff? What do you eat?
So usually I'd have, say, like, I might have, like, say, some eggs on toast if I've got time.
Yeah.
Or a protein shake or something like that.
Yeah, cool.
And then I'll have a snack in the car.
Okay.
On the way in.
I mean, like, probably physically, probably not doing much harm, do you know what I mean? Like, you're having a healthy breakfast and then a muesli bar, like, it's not a big deal what you're putting into your body, but how you feel about it is, you know. So if you feel like you're eating and you don't really need to, then it's looking at, well, you know, you could keep the muesli bar, and if you got really hungry, I'm sure you could kind of nibble. Are you in a job where you could eat, or are you in front of people, like,
also, because because I'm a physio, so I'm seeing patients, like, back to back, but I can, like, so I'm not sort of sitting at a desk that I'm able to just snack, but I mean, I could definitely set aside a couple of minutes to have a snack, I think I get in my head that I'm going to be really busy and I'm not going to have time, but I definitely could make time if I was more aware of that.
Yeah, and what's worst case scenario? Because a lot of the time when we have a fear or a worry, and it might be happening unconsciously, like, oh, what if I get hungry? Like, what if you do get hungry?
Yeah, I know. It doesn't matter.
It's
like, not a big deal, but...
Yeah, if you do get hungry, you either take a few minutes to eat the muesli bar, or if you don't have a few minutes, you'll be busy with work anyway, and then eat when, you know, like, when you get your lunch. And I know that sounds so simple, but sometimes our mind just needs to connect to the fact that, oh, yeah, like... It's just hunger. Like, I'm just going to get a bit hungry.
Nothing's
like,
going to happen if you get hungry,
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
So maybe in that moment, like, in, it sounds like, you know, how long did you say, an hour to work?
It's like 45 to 50 minutes.
Okay. So it's probably more what's happening is, you know, you're just filling the time with eating, or it's kind of being driven by that worry of getting hungry.
Yeah.
So what would be, like, how do you want that scenario to play out instead? Like, how would you like to be in the car?
I just feel comfortable. Yeah, I think it's like I'm alone, maybe a bit bored.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I need to, like, find interesting things to listen to on the way in, or have like a peppermint tea or something if I feel like I need something while I'm doing it, while I'm driving.
Yep, definitely. I would put on something, like a good audio book or something that would inspire you or get you in quite a good positive state. Maybe have, like, even what we just talked about, like that kind of running through your mind, like, it's okay, even if I get hungry, like, I'm going to be fine. But then actually tune into it. If you are genuinely hungry, eat the muesli bar, you know, like, there's, from a what you're eating perspective, nothing's really going to do much harm there, do you know what I mean? So... But the emotion attached to it is what we want to look at. So I would have something.
I've definitely gotten a lot, And like, there was, I'm much better the last couple of months, even just working on myself for the last couple of months. But there was a time I'd be like, because I finished sometimes at 7 p.m. and I know I haven't organized dinner on the way home, and so I'll like stop into like KFC or something like that where I've had like a stressful day.
Yeah.
But I haven't done that for a long time.
Cool.
I haven't done that for like a good 6 months, but there was a time there that I was doing that, yeah, like once or twice a week, which is really not normal for me to do something like that.
But yeah,
it was like knowing that there wasn't food at home and like finishing in a stressful day.
Yeah. Yeah. So what you probably need, like,
I've been more mindful. Yeah.
Yeah. Like in that example, all you needed was just a way to release the stress, probably, you know, or to have time to get, yeah, organized at home. Like, so you do have food at home. I would bring it back. I think we spoke about it last week or the week before on the call. I can't remember. But when I said to someone about like connecting to that future version of you, you know, so like when you're in the car, like, do you want to like what would future version of you do right now? The version of you who's at her goals, feeling how she wants to feel. Is she going to eat just to fill the time, or is she going to, you know, just take a few deep breaths, like really tune in, like, this goes for everybody. In that moment when you're getting that feeling for the food, if you can just tune in, and usually your body will be quite, you'll either be a bit tense or you'll be kind of running at quite a strong emotion. If you can just like actually breathe, one of the first things, just take a few deep breaths and just like, just can't, like, relax, just be present, get connected to your body, check in with how you're feeling. Like, is there something I actually need to acknowledge here? That I'm feeling something and I need to just let myself feel it, and then just kind of unravel it a bit. Am I running some thoughts in here that, you know, need some attention? And then just kind of like grounding yourself. You can do it even in the car, like ground yourself in the chair, and then just think, right, what would future version of me do now? Like, do I really need this food, or is there something else I'm searching for? Like, you can just kind of have this inner chat, but the minute you can just bring your body down a little bit, like, it stops that emotion, like, really driving the need for the food, if that makes sense. So I'd check in with that, and then I would have check in with future you, and then even just have, like, a little affirmation or something you can use in that moment, or put the Muesli bar in the boot where you can't get it, or, like, something, like, you know, like, can be a really good, just to get used to it. Like, right, I can't physically get to it, so what am I going to do in this time now instead? Because I'm going to have to do something different right now, and it will just force you to take a different action until that just becomes the new habit. Yeah. But yeah, cool. Good realization. Love it. And what's a win?
Probably just becoming more mindful. And like, I have been noticing, like, I had a pasta for lunch yesterday, and it was all fine, but I did feel quite bloated after that, and I don't really know if I've noticed that kind of stuff much before, so it did kind of make me feel heavy and bloated after that.
Yep. Cool.
And then just trying to think forward, like, if I eat this, am I going to feel like going to the gym later, or am I going to feel happy later? Because I know that when I eat bad, I get kind of negative emotions, and it all spirals down. So I've been trying to think ahead of time, thinking if I have a healthy lunch, then I'm going to have energy after work to clean and walk the dog and go to the gym.
Yep.
And I'm going to have, you know, energy to do the things I need to do. Whereas if I stop and eat this bad food, I'm just going to want to sit in front of the couch and do nothing all afternoon.
Absolutely.
So I've been trying to think, a couple of hours ahead of eating that food.
Perfect. That's amazing. That's an awesome win. That's perfect. That's exactly what you want to be doing. Which is what most people, like, just miss that connection, you know, of how is this going to make me feel? You know, how do I actually want to feel after? So what food is going to support my body and feeling that way? So that's amazing. Awesome. Love it. And have you got any questions?
Yeah.
Or so anything you need for this week?
I think it's going pretty well.
Yeah.
I think pretty good so far.
Yeah. Sounds like it. Just enjoying
working through it.
Yeah. Cool. Yep. Good. All right. Amazing. Thank you for sharing. And sorry about the delay, guys. We've got really weird internet going on. All right. I'll get you to mute your line, Chantel, if that's okay. And then we will go to Nicole, if you are there. I'm not sure. I can't see Nicole. But if you are there, and I don't know which Nicole it is because we've got three Nicoles in the group, so I'm not sure.
I'm watching a vlog.
Oh, okay.
So
sorry.
That's okay. I'm gonna
put myself back on mute.
Okay, cool. All right, no worries. Jen, we will go to you.
Okay.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, I'm very well. What's been happening?
Good. Back at work this week.
Yes.
Which is like it's been pretty good, mm-hmm. but it's often a big trigger for me to overeat and mm-hmm. To like on the way home, like I relate as well to Chantel, because on the way home from work I have almost an hour and 20 minute drive home, and they're on the way there as well, but in the morning I'm not as bad, but on the way home hits 3:30, 4 o'clock, I'm hungry, I've had a huge day at work often, lots of stress, and I want something to make myself feel mm-hmm. better, and so my go-to is also like junk food or something like that, something that'll in the moment make me feel good, but then I feel crap after.
Yeah.
I've been listening to a lot of podcasts and things like that and really getting into them.
Yeah.
Otherwise I've been sort of like calling friends and things like that, just trying to distract myself. I feel this week like I feel a lot more sort of, I guess, like in control of eating and things like that, and managing my emotions, or managing sort of more my thoughts of before I go to get the non-nourishing food or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I can think, well, hang on a minute, how am I going to feel after? And then, I've sort of tried to stop myself, but I'm already preparing myself for, when I fall off the wagon or whatever, or when I just sort of like, oh, stuff it, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's also a huge motivator that I'm in the wedding in February, and I want to feel good there and everything, which is great. But then, of course, then I worry, what about after the wedding? Like, what's going to keep me going and everything like that? So I'm already sort of pre-planning my...
Here's your worry habit coming out.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So just one thing on that, I would say it's really good to have something you're working towards. So that wedding is going to be a great motivator. Like in that moment, if you feel like you want to eat, but you know you don't really need to, it's going, right, think about how I want to feel at the wedding. What is going to support me most right now in achieving that? And use that to make your decision. And don't think past the wedding yet. Once we get to the wedding, can set a new goal. Like, what's the next thing I'm working towards? Yeah. So then we'll set a new thing then.
Absolutely. Very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
Cool. All right. So the wedding is, did you say February? Have I just made that?
Yeah, February 29th.
Okay. 29th.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Leap year. Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Didn't realise.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So let's use that as a marker, because it's a great marker and motivation. And then just avoid thinking too far ahead. Like, it's really good for us to have a plan. And consider where things are going, like in a year's time or whatever. But then we have to bring it back. Otherwise, we spend life just like never like getting there, and it creates a lot of like anxious feeling and like not enough. And, so just bring yourself back to being more in the moment and more present.
That's another habit of mine, not to do that, but
that's okay. It's just training, like everyone's got their little things. So what's been like a win for you?
Getting past the afternoon, like, the drive home, the getting home, tonight, I was home late from work because I wanted to stay back and do some work, and then I was like, I hadn't organised anything for dinner, and normally I'd get junk food for takeaway or whatever, but I ended up, I did get takeaway, but I chose a healthier option, and a lighter option as well, and I feel better, like I don't feel crappy,
good,
which is great. I've noticed that because my eating's been so crappy the last few months and work's been so draining, my general
you know, like I've noticed just like throughout the holidays, little jobs and things like that, I was kind of pushing away and like, eh, who cares? So just I'm hearing the voices in my head sort of say, oh, don't worry about exercising, don't worry about going for a walk, that sort of thing. So I'm sort of trying to get, yeah, I guess on top of that side of things now. Like I sort of feel like I'm sort of getting onto a little bit of a roll with the eating side of things and not using that to make me feel better. Yep. But I'm still like finding myself sitting on the couch or, I'm not being physical at the moment. Like,
So there comes a point, like, so the way I think of exercise now, as a like compared to how I used to think of it, which created a lot of like, oh, you know, like I've got to do this because I'm really feeling, I'm not feeling good in my body. I've got so far to go. I need to do this. I have to do this. Like now, So now, like, just think of it like, firstly, it's getting really okay with where you're at and just accepting that. Like, this is where I'm at and as I am is enough, it's okay. But I choose to move my body because one, it's going to shift my energy and it's going to make me feel like it's going to move. Like, your body is made to move. Our body needs to move. Like, it does. It helps everything. So I like to think of it as more moving the energy, but then, like, allowing your body to do what it's meant to do, right? So it's made, you know, get us breathing properly, get our heart beating, getting everything pumping around the body. Like, think of it more as like, I want to move my body to take care of it. It doesn't mean you have to go and spend an hour on the treadmill if you don't like the treadmill, for example. Like, it's finding what you love. The hardest part and the most resistance is from the point where you're sat on the couch and you know in your head you want to be up exercising, but it's that actual just getting up and getting changed is the hardest part. Once you're up and changed and out the door or doing something, then it's fine. You know you're going to feel so much better after. So firstly, just know that's normal. Everyone has that. Even people that love the gym and are in the gym every day have days where they wake up and like, oh, I don't feel like it today. But I saw a really good quote yesterday, actually, and it said, you get what you work for, not what you wish for. And I was like, I kind of like that. Like, although I do believe in manifesting and stuff, but we still have to take action. So, again, it's like, what would future version of me do now? Would she sit on the couch or would she get up and use this time effectively? You know, sometimes, like, we get home from a busy day of work and we just think, oh, I just want to zone out. I just want to switch off. I just want to relax, which is great. But the truth is, we sit there, we might watch TV, we might eat something you don't really want to eat, and most of the time in our head we're thinking, I should be doing something like to move my body or work on me or, you know. And so we kind of like use loads of energy worrying about that, whereas if we just got up, moved our body, we'd shift our energy, we'd feel good, we then eat better, like, so it just kickstarts a positive cycle. What exercise do you like to do?
I do like walking. I generally like sort of more like going somewhere and walking, like going to the beach and walking or going to the hills or whatever, like, you know, like it's, so it's like, you know, a bit like an excursion. It's a bit more exciting than just walking around the neighbourhood. I do like doing that. I sort of refuse to pay for gyms and stuff like that because I go through phases and I get bored of it and then I just don't go and it's sort of a waste of money. I love walking on the beach and things like that, so
Do you have anyone who lives near you that would want to walk with you or that's one of the best ways for accountability because you know, if we're going somewhere on our own, it's like, well, who knows if I don't go, but if someone's waiting for you you're gonna go. Like, we're more inclined to do something to not let someone down than we are for ourselves. So that could work. But I think it's just gonna take that pushing through that resistance, that initial, think of like getting a plane off the ground is when it takes the most energy, right? It's the same for us to start something. We just have to push through that resistance and then once you're through it, it's like, oh yeah, this is good. I feel good, like I feel so much better. And we know it releases, you know, good chemicals and hormones in the body that make us feel good. So I would say set yourself a challenge at maybe 2 times this week you're going to push through the resistance and just get your body moving. How does that feel?
Yeah, sounds good.
And just have something in your head, like, just do it, just do it, just do it. Get up, go, go. Like, you know, you've just got to kind of talk yourself into stuff sometimes, you know. Or do you remember the Mel Robbins stuff where she talks about, like, the 5-second rule? You've got, like, 5 seconds to make a decision.
Yeah, I started listening to her last week, actually.
Did you?
Because I was finding at work as well, I was doing it. Like, I could hear the voice in my head saying, no, 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 no. And then, like, you know, and then I just quickly did it. And then it was like, oh, okay, this is going to feel better. Yeah. Why don't I always do this? But then, of course, obviously other things get in the way. But, like, I'm sort of finding myself doing that with a lot of things in my life at the moment with, you know, just stupid little jobs I have to do, phone calls I have to make, bills, just stupid stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm procrastinating about. And I just, you know, I spend so much time, you know, procrastinating and thinking about it and blah, blah, blah. Why don't I just bloody do it?
You'd just be done already 10 times over.
When
that little voice is happening, and, I think some people have the perception that the more work you do, that voice goes away. But, I mean, I don't know if it's true. I'd like to meet someone who's done, like, 50 years' worth of personal development and just see if they've mastered that. But I think you're always going to have that little voice, you know, and it's kind of like the ego, right? And, like, then it's our job to go to switch that. Like, so I still get that little voice and I'll be like, this is not helpful right now. And that's literally what I say in my head. This isn't helping. Like, that's not true. Or that, you know, that's not useful. Like, so you just got to catch a thought, shut it down or release it or change it and then get focused on what you want. So it's not, you're not doing anything wrong. It's not that, you know, that little voice is normal. It's just how you handle it that's going to make the difference. I would just challenge it in that moment, switch it to what you want. And language is powerful. You know, if we're running those thoughts all day, that's why we're creating the outcome that we're getting right now. We switch the thoughts, we switch the outcome. So imagine if, imagine if our heads were filled with every day, I'm so awesome, like I believe in myself, I'm enough, I look, you know, amazing. Like, be so different, you know? Like,
yeah, absolutely.
So it's just training the mind to start thinking more of those thoughts than the other ones. Set yourself a challenge this week, like 2 or 3 times to just get up, get your body moving, act fast, do it. You'll feel better after. Okay. Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
Sounds good.
Awesome. All right. And any questions or anything?
No, not really. That was sort of like what I needed help with, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
In between. Awesome. Yeah.
All right. Amazing. Thanks for being on live, Jen. Yeah. Thanks for sharing. Okay, I think that's everybody then. Quiet one today, quiet little call, but it's been lovely. It's nice we can chat to you guys in a bit more depth. All right, let me just check. Was there anything else I needed to mention? I can't remember if I mentioned at the start of this call or on the other one because I had to switch internets, but we've got some guest experts. Does anyone remember if I said that on here or if that was the other? Did you hear me say that, Jen?
I heard it, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. I'm going to repeat it just in case it was on the other, the call that we had to end. So we've got 2 guest experts. We've got one, Hannah Burton. She's a naturopathic nutritionist. I forgot the first word. So she's going to be speaking to us next Saturday. So we're going to be doing a live interview of her and she'll be answering any questions that you guys have. So she takes a very holistic approach to kind of health and wellness. She's going to be explaining some really cool stuff about the mind kind of body connection and how we can feel like these surges for food, but it's coming more from like the body's perspective, which is really cool. So I think you guys are going to love that. And then the following week, which is a week you guys have your one-to-ones, we have Crystal Angrin. She is like a body confidence and self-love kind of coach and body activist. So she has a really powerful story. She kind of restricted her food, went on really strict diets so she could enter a bikini competition, and then she, you know, finished that and then just kickstarted this crazy relationship with food. She put on a lot of weight, lost weight, like, and it's, she's just been on this incredible journey of kind of like really accepting herself and loving her body. So she's amazing. Like, her story, every time I listen I'm like, get goosebumps. So it's really good. So I think you guys are really enjoy listening to her. But I'll put all the details in the group And then if you have questions and you want to be on live, you can bring them there. If you have questions that you want to be answered, you can post them up before. We will be in touch about your one-to-one sessions as well, which will be happening, did I say next week? I think I meant the week after, if I said next week. So we've got the training number for next week, and then the week after that will be your one-to-one sessions. Awesome. All right, guys, thank you for those of you who have been on live. For those of you watching the replay, make sure you post up your wins and learnings. We want to hear what those are. And we'll see you next week. Thank you for joining, guys. I'll speak to you soon. Have a good evening. I don't think my internet has gone again. Oh, God. Are we back?